Hi, Dory.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Katie.
So we are at an expo today, I think. I
just woke up tomorrow.
We are. Yeah. I've been asleep all day.
She drove like three, aren't we?
Yeah.
I am so sorry if you were on the road with
NyQuil
her.
Is no joke. You just wake up in a different zip code setting up for an expo that you didn't know about.
Right. So we are at the 13th annual.
13th?
13th That's annual.
Good number.
Charlotte County Expo.
Heck yeah.
Business Expo?
Business Expo.
Yeah.
Put on by the Charlotte County Chamber of Commerce.
Heck yeah.
And sorry, I keep getting they're picking it up and dropping the sign.
We say we're literally at the expo. Everybody's
here.
Setting up right now, so there's a lot of distractions. Currently yeah. Some gentleman is trying to
really big sign.
And by hoist, I literally mean hoist with a rope. Yep. A very large hangy banner. There's also a huge thing of balloons that keeps
I know, it's very distracting.
Yeah. Looks like one of those, what did they call it? Wacky inflatable tube balloon man?
Yeah. Inflatable.
Yes.
Or flailing tube man. Yeah. So this is our booth. In this episode, we're going to be talking about expo strategies, techniques, how to do stuff, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I would probably call our booth showstopper. Thanks
it's
to the lovely people at Balloon Elevations.
Oh, yes.
definitely showstopper. She's hot, I'll say.
My back is toasty.
Yeah. Yeah. Taylor's getting the brunt of it. Yeah, so we are going to talk about different strategies and all that stuff. And since we're talking about our booth right now, let's jump into the first thing that we want to cover for expos. Because basically we want you to be able to go to an expo and not think, well, that was a huge waste of time and money. So there's different things that you can do at expos, at shows.
And you can't just plan on showing up, having out a few flyers, and call it a day.
Yeah, and I've been going to, since before I was born, we've been going to business shows and air shows and stuff. And our family business always went all out on the booth and mm-hmm. how they laid stuff out. And so, just from growing up with expos, you can definitely see what works, what doesn't, and what gets people excited and what makes them keep walking. So number one thing, let's talk about booth design and booth placement. In a perfect world, everybody would have a corner booth because that's what everybody wants. Because you've got exposure from two sides.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fallout.
And in this case, booth placement, we actually did not get to choose.
Sometimes
you
sponsor choose.
Them, you will get a more centrally located spot. But honestly, for signing up as late as we did.
Technically, we did get a corner booth. Technically.
We actually did get the corner booth, and then they moved us last
minute. From Taylor.
Yeah. We did. We were very, very blessed. And we're pretty, people are going to come this way.
We're towards the end of the aisle. Yeah.
Right
so,
towards the
yeah. But at the
too.
Front.
And
yeah.
Our lights will
we're
draw
not
right
in, Deadville
man.
Back there.
And the thing is with this one, you can't really choose where mm-hmm. you go. It's kind of luck of the draw. There are some, if you're doing a bigger conference, something over in Orlando or the bigger city, you can choose where to go. It just costs more depending on where you choose.
Yeah.
So obviously the corner booths, they're a little bit bigger and they're going to cost more money. When it comes to booth placement, definitely try and shoot for those, but just know that everybody else is shooting for them, yeah. So it is going to cost more money. And then the actual design of the booth. So if you are, and I'm not taking shots at anybody, because it's kind of, whenever you show up to your interior expo, you get there and there's a table and two chairs. And so everybody naturally is okay, let me put stuff on this table and then we'll sit in these two chairs behind this table.
Mm-hmm.
And ton of people do it. It's not that it's wrong. It's just not the best strategy. So you want your booth to feel open and welcome for people to come in, not just kind of another table and they might glance at it and then kind of walk away. So you want ours, we kind of went for a podcast studio vibe. I wonder why.
kind of went for Yeah. This is literally our podcast studio.
Yeah.
Minus
the bookshelf.
The bookshelf.
Yeah. But plus the TV.
What? We do get TV?
Honestly, we might just add the TV in the podcast studio. Yeah, why not? So, yeah, we wanted to go for something that, you know, didn't cut people off. So one thing, just from like a, like, what am I trying to say? Like not body language, but just kind of like the general feel. Mm-hmm. If it's you, a table, and a person, now this feels like
it opens
I'm
it
at
up
the
more
pharmacy.
Conversations.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I'm here, you're there, we're different people, we're not going, you know, whereas if you had, you know, a more open aspect, people will come in, it's a little bit more inviting, you can talk to them, you know, whatever.
I feel like sitting at a desk is a very, like, you're sitting behind the desk, almost like an authority figure, and they're, like,
exactly.
weird to talk
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
And then you have people standing around, and they're like, I'm just going to walk past.
Yeah.
Yeah. See if they've got any freebies. And keep
yeah. yeah.
You know, so, whereas, like, our booth, you know, aside from this obvious giant wow factor, it's pretty open. We've, you know, got table with like little info stuff and everything, but
and banners.
We, yeah, they didn't even bother bringing the table around because we got here a little bit early and they came around with a cart of tables and they didn't even, it's like, nope, we don't need it. We don't want it. So it was a little bit easier. We didn't have to like find somebody to like, get rid yeah. of it. But definitely if you're designing a booth, depending on your goals, which we'll get to in a second, but like you want it to be more inviting because you want people to come in. Like the goal of this should be networking, getting people in there, talking to them. So you want to make your booth look like it's welcoming to people and not just like, yeah, keep walking, stop here, and then keep mm-hmm. walking again.
And you want people to start that conversation with you to get to know what you do
mm-hmm.
too. Yeah. And if you're closed off like that, they're going to come by, grab a pen or grab whatever merch you have and keep walking. This way, if they want anything, they have to come talk to us.
Yeah. So what's all yeah. this about?
Yeah.
What's going on
yeah.
here? And that's one thing, like our family business was like custom airplane, like restoration and then building whatever. But they had a booth to where people would literally, they just saw that it looked like a cool place. Like, oh, they have shade in there and they've got a couple of chairs and it looks like they have some snacks and stuff. I'm going to go yeah. in there. And then you'll see them kind of like, and be like, hey, what's going on? Hey, what do you guys do here? Oh, we do this and blah, 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 blah. And then it turns into a 30-minute conversation. And so just having, like, even before you get to what am I going to sell here, have a cool place that's worthy of stopping at because you have hundreds of other people that are trying to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So make yours look a little bit different, look more inviting to get them to come into your booth. So one thing that I will say we failed at, and as usual, I'm gonna be the bigger person and go ahead and blame Dory for it. But so probably one thing that you should do if you're going into an expo is like start talking about it and doing some lead up, like social media posts or email blasts or whatever, saying, "Hey, we're going to be here."
I have been doing that. Not email yeah. blasts, but on
yeah,
my social.
Yeah. So because you want to let people know that you're going to be there. And especially if it's like, oh, I haven't seen them in forever. Oh, I've been meaning to go and buy this one thing and tell them you'll be there and kind of run and kind of build anticipation for it. We have a client that sells products and they go to a couple boat shows around the country throughout the year. And so they'll tell people like, hey, we're going to be here. There's exclusive deals for whatever. So make sure you show up because this is not available on the website. You have to come in person and whatever. So then you've already got people that, you know, will create an event on the Facebook page. You've got people saying interested, whatever. And then you already kind of have like a line of people that you know will show up. That way you're not just kind of like twiddling your thumbs and hoping somebody stays. So like building some like pre-show like anticipation for it and letting people know where you'll be instead of being like, oh, I hope cool people come by. You yeah. can tell the cool people to yeah. come by. And then Dory, you're also here. I mean, you're here for us, for Big Shot, but you're also here for your leadership group.
Correct.
So what kind of stuff did you do just to let people know that you were coming? Like, did you do any like preemptive posts and
yeah,
stuff for that?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. A bunch of videos. We took actually the chamber's blurb, I guess, that they've been putting out and kind of voiced over it. Let people know where we were going to be so they could locate us easily. And then what stuff we were not selling, but leadership is about fundraising and supporting the community. So we were just letting people know.
So that can kind of bleed into our next thing, that if you're prepping for an expo, is understanding what your goals are. Right. So what happens a lot is, you know, it kind of happened. We had a client that was in the big construction industry, and they were at a really big expo in Orlando a few years back. And half of the people thought we were here for one thing, and the other half thought they were there for another thing. And so, like, part of the sales team is like, no, we're here to, like, go out and hit the pavement. And then the other part is like, no, we're here to announce our new website and our new stuff. And so this is like an announcement and exciting thing, not get them in here and make them sign papers. So, and that really, it's set up for a stressful couple of days, like a stressful, like, first day, because everybody's like trying to wait, no, I'm here to do this. Well, no, we're actually here to do
this.
And
that's like a conversation you and I had when we finally sat down to talk about what we were doing at the expo. What is the purpose of us being at the expo? What do we
Why
hope to achieve?
Why are we here? Yeah.
Sorry, I just got a cramp.
And that's one thing, like, our, like, from the digital side, my main thing and going into this year is, like, building our customer community. So, you know, we want to really help build, like, our newsletter. So we have a newsletter that comes out like once a week, and we want to get more people on that, not to actually sell them anything. And if somebody comes in and says, can you please make me a website? I'll pay whatever you want. Then of course we'll be like, no, sorry, we're only here for a newsletter. Like, we're not going to turn anybody away, but our main goal is to kind of build out our community. So, my goal for the digital side and kind of, is for us to become a knowledge source in the community. We've done a few like workshops and stuff, and there's just a ton of things that, you know, if somebody's trying to do it themselves, they should have information to do it themselves. And I've never been one to be like, well, if you want to do it yourself, I'm not going to tell you how to do it. It's like, if you're going to do it yourself, you weren't going to use me anyway. So why don't I give you a few pointers to try and figure it out? And so we're trying to build like our knowledge community there so we can like help more people. So we've got, you know, some rack cards and posters and stuff that's like, scan here to do this, whatever. So that was like our goal for here, was just to get more people on our contact list to kind of grow that, like, I almost said tech support. We don't want tech support, but to like grow that knowledge community. Yeah. And then what was your goals for the leadership?
Basically just to get our fundraising projects out there. This is kind of our hard launch of what we were doing. And the main thing that we're selling is our Boozer Cruise. So that's like front and center back there.
What's that?
It's a raffle. Mm-hmm. And usually people do like booze raffles, like coolers with a bunch of booze in it. But we know there's a lot of people don't like just that. So we're doing booze or a cruise. It's one raffle, two winners. You get to pick which one you want.
A cruise?
A cruise, yeah.
We're on what? Like what cruise line?
Oh,
a boat.
Is it Royal Caribbean?
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it Royal Caribbean? Is it Princess?
And it's actually, the way we're doing it is we're doing it through another, I don't even know if she's here.
No one's but here she's anymore.
A local.
Everyone's gone.
She is a local, I don't want to call her a travel agent, but we're doing it through her. So basically you'll get a voucher to book with her. And you can use that voucher to cover an entire 3 to 4 day cruise for two people. Or
that's like a
you
cruise,
can use
cruise.
That
3 to 4 days.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Or you can use that money to put toward a cruise that's longer if you want.
See, I'd slap it towards a 7 day.
Yeah, that's what I would
That'd
do
be nice.
Too.
Yeah. Well, dang.
Yeah. So,
Why are you here, raffle? Taylor? What's going on with you? What's your goal?
My goal is to learn as much as I can about the new company I work for.
Mm.
Whoa.
I like and it. That company is.
Big Shark Mock. Whoa.
Whoa. Wow.
Big Shark. Big Shark. Big Shark.
Not Big Sharks.
I said Shark.
That happens to Dory one time, and you have to keep bringing it up. What is your problem?
I thought, like, I could confide
in Yeah, you. I thought, yeah, she said that in confidence. It's okay, it's fine.
Like, okay.
Seriously.
You know, said it
This
in
is
confidence.
How we get our passwords,
yeah.
Taylor.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one, too. Put that in the vault. Yeah.
My poor accountant.
Oh, no. We have a very funny password that we use. Obviously, I'm not going to say what it is because we value our bank accounts, but it's very funny.
And
we
did not anticipate
having
give
to
it
tell
out.
Anyone else. And so, but then, you know, accountants. And
yeah,
she's
she
like,
had to get into all of our stuff, and we're like, oh.
So
we're like,
so
please
funny.
Don't. Be offended.
I didn't care. I thought it was funny.
Yeah. And luckily she thought it was hilarious too. So
it's fine.
We made it out alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely understand your goals. Make sure that your team also understands your goals, because you could come in with a totally different idea, and then your team, it could be like, hey, I want you guys to just go out and mingle with everybody, and then you guys are going to stay here. Okay. Whether, you know, and you can have more than one goal, especially if you're coming with your marketing team and your sales team. So it just depends on what you're trying to do, but make sure that you have like at least a briefing meeting to tell people what their goals are. And also it gives you something to measure afterward. So for us, like, we'll be able to see, you know, if we were just to come and network, then that would have been fine too, but we wanted to grow our list. And so at the end of this, we'll be able to look and say, okay, this many people signed up. We have this many new subscribers or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it gives you a measurable thing to say, this was worth our time.
I was just going to add on to that. Not be decisive, but be intentional about what you're choosing.
Yeah.
And don't choose everything. You need to pick one thing that you as a team are going to be putting out there, and not try to show everybody absolutely everything that you do in your business. Like, we didn't bring t-shirts and business cards and everything else and, you know, a computer for websites. Like, we didn't. We picked one thing that we were going to focus on. And I think,
It keeps people curious, so you can say, we do more, so if you want to learn, talk to us.
Yeah, and it's kind of like either be really targeted and good at one thing or be just okay at everything. And so whenever we do any kind of event, whether it's like a workshop, a networking thing, whatever, like, you and I will sit down and be like, okay, we're targeting this. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, so we could have picked a goal like, we want to have 5 websites sold by the time it's over. I mean, that'd be nice, but I doubt it's going to happen. So, you know, this like knowledge community is something that we know will take a long time to grow, but this is like our first like big purposeful step in growing that. Just make sure that you understand what the goals are, because you also want to know if it was worth it.
Right.
So if you didn't have any goals, then it's either super easy to be like, well, that was a waste of money, we got nothing, or, wow, that was awesome, but was it really? So it gives you something to measure too. And then another thing is engaging demonstrations and presentations. So thanks to a scheduling error that's not my fault, I won't actually be able to be here. So, but we actually came up with a fantastic idea to do next year. But so what we want to do next year is basically a similar setup to this. Maybe bigger letters.
I feel like they could have been bigger.
Yeah.
Taller.
Like, Look how high the ceilings are. Yeah. We just keep going. Like, it's, honestly, bigger letters, so we've learned.
More balloons.
And then, more balloons. I don't think we have enough. And
hotter lights.
But one thing.
Hotter lights.
Definitely hotter lights. Like, it's just too
cold
in here.
We want people to come fry over here.
Yeah. Well, also, like, set up a cafeteria, because you just keep the food warm.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
But we'll for next year, we also want to do, like, an impromptu show. And not like a show. Well, kind of like a show where we can be like, hey, you come over here.
Yeah.
What do you hate about your website? Or what do you hate about social media?
And the funny thing is, we should have done it this time, because we've already had, I don't know how many people come by and be
like, I know. It's not even the show, and people have been like coming up. Yeah. Can I be in it? Yeah.
So next year, yes, you can be in here.
We'll have a sign up sheet.
Sign up for our newsletter, and we will contact you.
Yeah. And really, again, not going to be a sales pitch. It just, I love complaining. So this will be a fun way to just like sit down and, what aggravated you with your website the other day? Oh, this happened. Oh my God, I hate that. Yeah. That's so annoying. You know,
but that's
that
also
kind of
good information for us to know too. Like, what are, because these people are our
ones here.
Okay, so last thing is going to be freebies and merch. So, Dory, why don't you really fast walk us through what we've got? So you want to send them away with something with your logo on it.
Correct. And this is not actually for the people at the expo. It's the other exhibitors. But basically, it's just a bag. It says the business post, and then it's classified ads, basically, like looking for a mutually beneficial relationship between, you know, people that are walking through. It's just supposed to be funny. And then it's an ad for us at the bottom. We filled the bag just with informative informational material. You know, the rat cards we were talking about, some flyers, just so they know what we do. And then a pen. It's actually a really cool pen, but a pen nonetheless. But it just gives us something to give them so they can remember us by.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a cute bag. I'm not gonna lie, it's a cute.
It looks like people love freebies. Era's bag.
Oh my god, it does, the tote. Right. Yeah.
My friend has
people
one.
Do love, but be intentional about your merchandise. Don't just make buy it look whatever
like a Taylor Swift or bag. And give it to just everybody. Yeah. Like, give it to people that you know you've got a bigger chance of following up with later. Yeah. So we are getting kicked out.
We are
not like. Violently kicked out, but it's time to stop setting up. Yeah, no, yeah, they're coming at us with bats. So definitely, if you're going to be doing an expo, be strategic about your booth placement and your design. Make sure that you're effectively marketing that you will be at that event leading up to it. Make sure you're networking with purpose, talking to people, understanding your goals, having engaging stuff at your, you know, engaging presentations or activities at your booth, and just some special offers and giveaways. It's just a great way to keep people involved and just be a reason, be a business worth talking mm-hmm. about, and that's kind of the goal. So we have to go before we get our kneecap smashed. So we will see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.